Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
For 100 years, they are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 32 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There are new questions around the cause of the plane crash in Kazakhstan Wednesday that killed at least 38 people. 29 survived, but there are questions about Russian air defenses that were in the region. The flight was bound for Russia from Azerbaijan before diverting to Kazakhstan. ABC's Inez de la Cotera has more.
Russia had recently defended the area from Ukrainian drone attacks. When asked whether the plane may have been fired upon by air defenses, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters it would be wrong to speculate before the investigation is complete.
The Labor Department's weekly jobs numbers show the highest number of people collecting unemployment benefits since November of 2021. That's a 1.91 million person total for the week of December 14th. President Biden and his family heading to the Virgin Islands for vacation. He's in the final weeks of his term. A former challenger says she wants to reinvent the party. Marianne Williamson running for chair of the DNC. This is ABC News. A lot of us racked up a lot of holiday purchases, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
From November 1st through December 24th, total spending was up 3.8% compared to the same period last year. MasterCard Spending Plus measures traditional and online retail sales across all forms of payment and found that shoppers focused their dollars on in-store promotions and digital events like Black Friday. Online shopping surged 6.7% this year. Brick-and-mortar spending was up 2.9%.
If you're not shopped out yet, ABC's Becky Worley says there are deals to be had right now.
Kohl's has holiday decor on sale for 50% off. Target also offering 50% off of holiday decor. And I can't tell you exactly what the savings will be, but one of the best places for these kind of deals, your local pharmacy chain. They historically slash prices on everything.
And some toy locations are running discounts of up to 50% off. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
DC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at DC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. DC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, DC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. DC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good morning. Good afternoon. It is a foggy 32 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for a dense fog advisory until 3 o'clock this afternoon in Sauk and Iowa counties, and until noon Friday for the rest of the area. For the rest of today, cloudy and foggy with scattered drizzle, a high of 38. Tonight, fog with drizzle and occasional light rain, a low in the mid-30s. And tomorrow, overcast, foggy, and warmer, widespread rain by late morning with a high of 44. Currently in Richland Center, it is a foggy 32 degrees. We have one cancellation to pass on. Red Dragon Martial Arts Homeschool and Little Ninja classes are canceled this afternoon.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. TMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. TMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from TMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
It remains a foggy 32 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Former Wisconsin State Senator Tim Cullen has died. According to family members, Cullen died Monday afternoon at Oak Park Place in Janesville after being hospitalized for a heart attack. He was 80. Cullen served in the Senate in two separate eras. In an interview this past September on WCLO in Janesville, Cullen talked about how things changed at the Capitol.
I was in the legislature back in the 70s and early 80s, and then I came back in 2010. And the difference between how the parties worked together, you had bipartisan agreements, et cetera, then in the 70s and early 80s versus when I came back in 2010-11, it became a very severe partisan place.
Cullen was among the Democratic state senators who drew national attention during the 2011 Act 10 protests. They left the Capitol and traveled to Illinois, remaining there for nearly a month in an effort to prevent passage of the controversial measure from Republican Governor Scott Walker. After serving one term, Cullen did not run for re-election, citing increased partisanship as a reason for his retirement. Former state senator George Pitak has died. The Racine Republican lost a recall election after he switched his vote on a five-county sales tax to fund a Milwaukee Brewers stadium. First elected to the Senate in 1990, he won re-election 4 years later. But in 1995, Petack twice voted against a proposed sales tax for the stadium that would become Miller Park. The bill passed after he switched his vote the third time it was brought to the floor. Constituents were not happy, and his loss to Democrat Kimberly Platch flipped control of the state Senate. After losing, Petack was appointed deputy director of the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. Later serving as a consultant and lobbyist, Petack died Christmas Eve Day at the age of 75. A man who was arrested and is accused of crashing a vehicle into a building in Viroqua on Sunday is now missing. According to the Viroqua Police Department, a vehicle operated by Corey Simonson had been driven into the front of Smoke World Vape on Viroqua's Main Street at 3 o'clock Sunday morning. The vehicle was caught on camera. The 49-year-old Simonson was arrested by Westby Police and was recommended for charges of burglary and criminal damage to property. However, Corey Simonson has been missing since Monday night. In an interview with Wisconsin Eye, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss previews plans for the upcoming legislative session, including forming the Government Operation and Transparency, or GOAT, Committee to examine state operations. Voss says one of the ideas behind the committee is looking at how to reform government. Voss says the committee will be modeled on President-elect Donald Trump's DOGE. Former Wisconsin Governor and U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson says he supports President-elect Donald Trump's controversial pick of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead HHS. Thompson says Kennedy wants to ensure that all vaccines are based upon science and that vaccine approvals take less time. Kennedy will need to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Wisconsin pediatric health officials say type 2 diabetes has risen dramatically in children and teens over the last couple decades. Lisa Hale reports.
According to UW Health Kids officials, the main cause of the rise has been genetics, making it difficult for kids and teens to cut down on their weight regardless of how healthy they eat or how much exercise they get. Scientific studies have linked cases of parents with diabetes or general obesity during pregnancy to a higher risk of type 2 diabetes in their kids. Health officials say the right medication can make the biggest difference.
AAA is using GPS to keep roadside technicians a little safer in Wisconsin. Spokesperson Brenna Knapp says AAA is integrating its roadside assistance calls with a pair of GPS providers. Drivers who use Waze or Google Maps for navigation will receive an alert when they approach a AAA member or AAA technician on the roadside. Knapp says nationally, every other week, a roadside technician dies on the road as a first responder. Knapp says users will have the feature automatically integrated and no registration is required. Knapp says AAA hopes the new feature will reduce unnecessary roadside deaths in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that social media accounts believed to belong to Abundant Life Christian school shooter Natalie Rupnow indicate the 15-year-old spent time in online forums where violent videos and white supremacist beliefs are common. Rupnow would have had access to that sort of material on platforms popular with other school shooters like Discord and Telegram. Investigators are still sorting through evidence to try and determine Rupnow's motivations for fatally shooting a teacher and a fellow Abundant Life student and wounding six others before killing herself just over a week and a half ago. Complaints about inadequate plowing following Milwaukee's first significant snowfall. Some city alders that major roads were cleared after Friday's 4-inch accumulation, but many neighborhood streets weren't salted or plowed. Those alders are looking into a refund of the city's snow plow fee, which produces more than $11 million in revenue, but that's unlikely to happen due to the city's budget crunch. The Common Council's Public Works Committee will discuss the issue at its January 8th meeting. A Waukesha man accused of killing his neighbor and hiding his body pleads not guilty. 62-year-old Kevin Litchwick was in Waukesha County Court Monday. He's charged with first-degree intentional homicide and hiding a corpse in the April death of 56-year-old Carlos Melendonado, whose body was found in October wrapped in a tarp and hidden in a wooden area. He was shot in the head. Litchwick lived across from the victim in the same apartment building. Investigators say they found the gun used in the killing in Litchwick's car and a so-called hit list in his apartment. A former fire chief in Ripon is fined for misuse of his fire district's credit card. The Fond du Lac County District Attorney's Office said Timothy Saul Jr. spent more than $30,000 on the card for personal use from 2016 to 2022 and didn't inform the fire department board. Saul pleaded guilty to three charges of fraudulent use of a credit card and was sentenced Monday to $1,000 on each count plus additional court costs. Investigators said using the card allowed Saul to benefit from a high line of credit while a high balance of late fees built up. Saul said in an apology letter he paid off the balance with his own money. A scare at the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office. On Monday, a staff member opened a piece of mail with a white substance inside. Milwaukee fire crews in hazmat suits cleared the office and tested the substance, which was determined to be sugar. The piece of mail, reportedly sent to an inmate at the Milwaukee County Jail, was transferred to the FBI for further investigation. It is a foggy 32 degrees in Richland Center at 12:17. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Here's Dr. Nathan Lowe, RAMC Child and Adolescent Psychiatrist.
I really enjoy working with all ages. As a psychiatrist, we work with medications to help with various issues like mood, anxiety, or ADHD, or autism. I'm able to do a lot of therapy for those same types of things. Seeing improvements being made, having a fulfilling, enriched, and a wonderful life, and that affecting the family members around them is the most rewarding part of it for me.
Dr. Lowe is accepting new patients. Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It is a foggy 32 degrees in Richland Center at 12:19. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Newspaper drawing advertisement from the Richland Rustic, dated December 22, 1905. A few reasons why the genuine T.G. Mant wagon. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to information that was accessed from the digital collection of the Richland County History Room at the Brewer Library, it was an advertisement with a picture of a full-length wooden buckboard wagon. What is a buckboard wagon, you ask? Well, a buckboard wagon is a four-wheeled wagon simply constructed, meant to be drawn by horses and other large animals. a distinctly American utility vehicle, the buckboard wagon has no springs between the body and the axles. The suspension is provided by the flexible floorboards of the body and a leaf spring underneath the seat. It was advertised as the Stoughton Wagon. It's one of the best and cheapest wagons on the market. It costs about the same as a poorly made wagon would, and double the wear and double the time. First, it's the gears that are soaked in boiled oil, expelled the moisture, and imparted toughness to the wood. Second, it's the wheels that are made from white oak, A-grade bent rims clipped and bolted at joints to make practically a one-piece rim. Third, the spokes are Dodge mortised in the hub, 14 spokes in the front wheel and 16 spokes in the hind wheels. They're driven with end-dipped boiling hot glue. Actually, it tests and has proven that no other wheel will stand as heavy a load as these 14 and 16 spoke wheels will. Fourth, it's the axles. It has an end-to-end steel truss. It's a rod that's stiffened at the axle, maintained with strength under the strain. The truss rod does not cut into the axle at any point, but it's the leaves when it's full strength. Fifth, the skeins. They're steel, especially heavy, where experienced and demonstrated they are liable not to break. The bearing surfaces at the two ends, an oil reserve in the center, and two-thirds less friction surface for those ordinary skeins. It's the Stoughton Wagon, one of the lightest running wagons on the market. Sixth, the box tops are extra strong. The ironing extra throughout the entire wagon. The skeins are constructed with a dust-excluding collar. These and many other points make the Stoughton Wagon the very best wagon for the farmer to buy. And the newspaper clipping said this advertisement is for the A.H. Crosscup Company in Richland Center, Wisconsin. To everyone, a blessed and safe holiday season. We're looking forward to yet another new year in 2025. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, James Appleby, County Surveyor.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
The 4-H Livestock Quiz Bowl and Livestock Killathon teams from Grant County were both crowned Reserve National Champions at the 2024 North American International Livestock Exposition in Louisville, Kentucky. In the Livestock Quiz Bowl contest, team members who participated answered questions via a buzzer system format. Michael Edgington, Cameron Patterson, Luke Patterson, and Libby Vogt were team members. Libby Vogt placed fifth and Luke Patterson placed eighth in total questions answered. In the Livestock Skillathon contest, participants completed 25-question written test and 7 individual Skillathon stations where contestants participate in livestock breed identification, feed identification, equipment identification, meat identification, quality assurance, and wool and hay judging. The final portion is 6-team exercises where each team works to solve different scenarios involving live animals concepts. These sessions help youth learn problem solving, critical thinking, and teamwork. Iris Adams, Gwen Radel, Aiden Patterson, and Leah Patterson were team members. Wisconsin placed 7th in identification, 5th in evaluation, and 1st in quality assurance. Iris Adams was 1st, Leah Patterson was 3rd, Aiden Patterson was 5th, and Gwen Radel was 6th in quality assurance. Overall, Iris Adams was 5th, Leah Patterson was 9th, Gwen Radel was 11th, and Aiden Patterson was 21st. Dennis Patterson coached both teams. Grant County earned the right to compete at these national contests by winning the senior division at the 2024 Wisconsin 4-H Livestock Quiz Bowl and Skillathon event. Yesterday's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle was Kelly Lewis. It's 32 degrees in Richland Center at 1225. Today's vital statistics are next.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices and more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920. With high-quality new and used agricultural and industrial equipment for sale. Simpson's Tractor has also been a trusted service center for the repair of tractors and other farm and industrial machinery.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's 32 degrees in Richland Center at 1227 on this Thursday afternoon, December 26th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Wayne E. Clark, 71 of Boaz, died November 9th at home. A celebration of life will be held this evening from 5 until 8 at the Boaz Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Wayne Clark is survived by his children, Stephanie Derrett of Boaz, and Michelle Pinkham and Tyden Williams of Ithaca. 9 grandchildren, the mother of his children, Karen Clark, and many other relatives and friends. Wayne E. Clark, 71 of Boaz. Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82 of Avoca, died December 7th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday at 2 at the Avoca Bible Church. Burial with military rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Avoca Bible Church Friday from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Logie Swinehart is survived by his wife of 55 years, Bertha, 3 children, John and Christy Swinehart of Avoca, Jean and Mike Wardell of Bethlehem, Georgia, and Daniel and Tanya Swinehart of Mineral Point. Former daughter-in-law, Lisa Swinehart of Honolulu, 11 grandchildren, sister-in-law, Joan Swinehart of Antigo, special friends, Clarence and Sharon Johnson and Dennis Wardell, also many special neighbors and close friends. Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82 of Avoca. Margaret M., Peggy Reddy, 61 of Spring Green, formerly of Bear Valley, died December 15th at the University of Chicago Hospital following an extended illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto Ridge. Friends may call at the church Friday from 5 until 7 and again Saturday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. Memorials can be sent to the family. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Peggy Reddy include her husband Kim, son Daniel and Katie Reddy, grandson, brother Michael Wanneke and Andrea Kaiser of Bear Valley, sister Kathleen and David Shane of Bear Valley, nieces and nephews, special cousin Tom and Lonnie Haas of Richland Center, sisters-in-law Linda Reddy and Dennis Bowers, Jeannie and Blackburn and Gloria Cleghorn, all of Bagley, nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends, Margaret M., Peggy Reddy, 61 of Spring Green, formerly of Bear Valley. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89 of Loretto Ridge Plain, died December 16th at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center following a stroke a year and a half ago. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be held at the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Grass Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Lilas Rabine is survived by her son, Gary and Jan Phillips, stepdaughter, Pat and Jim Seep Rabine, a grandson, a granddaughter, a step-grandson, two great-grandsons, a great-granddaughter, a step-great-grandson, twin sister, Lorraine Courtliou, sister-in-laws, Karen Fowle and Marion Duran, brother-in-law, Tom Duran, several nieces and nephews, and good friends, Mark Ewing and Jan Schroeder. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89 of Loretto Ridge, Plain. Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43 of Richland Center, died December 16th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 6 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 4:30 until the time of service at 6. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Joel Rudersdorf is survived by his parents, Jude and Kevin Rudersdorf of Richland Center, a brother, Kyle and Lauren Rudersdorf of Evansville, grandmother, Arlene Fruit of Richland Center, two nieces, many aunts, uncles, other relatives, and friends. Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43, of Richland Center. Fern Evelyn Keenan, 92 of Richland Center, died December 22nd. Private family burial will be held at a later date at St. Mary's Cemetery, Maple Park, Illinois. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family. Fern Keenan is survived by four children, Debbie and Mike Andreessen of Elgin, Illinois, Paul, George and Connie Keenan of Genoa, Illinois, Pam and Gordy Sobranek of Lone Rock, and Jody Schmidt of Richland Center. Eight grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, sisters-in-law Roseanne Katie and Frances Brennan, and many nieces, nephews, and friends. Fern Evelyn Keenan, 92, of Richland Center. Dennis Lee Jensen, 71, of Richland Center, died December 19th at home. No formal services will be held. A private burial will be held in the Mount Tabor Cemetery at a later date. Memorials may be directed to Walk with Grace. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Dennis Jensen is survived by his wife, Mindy, son, Troy, and Allison Jensen of Mazomani, four stepchildren, Mike Evans of Verona, Tara Evans of Georgia, Andy Barrett and Mackenzie Parkhurst of Richland County, and Ellie and Justin Mitchell of Casanova. Two granddaughters, four step-grandchildren, two brothers, Tom Jensen of Laval, and Jim and Carol Jensen of Plain. Sisters and brothers-in-law, Missy and Chuck Barrett of Richland Center, Kathy and Tom Jurgensen of Bear Valley, Dan and Paula Eckleberry of Muscadet, Diana and Kelvin Janicek of Hillsboro, and Donna Eckleberry of Richland Center. Also many other relatives and friends. Dennis Lee Jensen, 71, of Richland Center. David J. Copas Sr., 62, of Toma, formerly of Richland Center, died December 22nd. A time of sharing with military honors will be held at 3 o'clock Saturday, January 11th, at Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. A celebration of life with refreshments will be held at the funeral home Saturday, January 11th, from 1 until the time of service at 3. David Kopis is survived by 4 children, Teresa Gardner and Jason Johnson, Jennifer and Matt Schultz, David, Joe Kopis Jr., and Jasper Dean Kopis. 11 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, daughter-in-law Molly Rutherford, his twin brother Daryl Kopis, siblings Jane Fiborn, Jerry and Teddy Kopis, and Nancy Welch. Also many nieces, nephews, cousins, and other relatives. David J. Kopis, Sr., 62 of Toma, formerly of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Allison Sturba and Caleb Crookheady daughter, Hadley Joe.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today.
Want to spoil yourself or someone you love for the holiday? Stop in at Court & Main as we are having our end-of-the-year recliner sale. Get 25% off any in-stock recliner. Whether you want power, manual, swivel rocker, or just a basic rocker recliner, we have it all. Stop in at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center or give us a call at 608-647-8713.
Foggy Bottom Woodwork specializes in meeting customers' unique needs. Whether it's one small cabinet or cabinetry and millwork for the entire house, all stained and finished to match, Foggy Bottom Woodworks is the one to call. Also, now doing custom engraved wooden signs. Call Rick at 739-4440 for a free in-home estimate. Stop at Foggy Bottom Woodworks, located at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or visit foggybottomwoodworks.com.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
We have a belated anniversary wish going out today to Paul and Carol Sainsbury, who celebrated yesterday. And today's anniversary wish goes out to Sawyer and Mary Claire Cruz from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a weather system moving up from the southern plains toward the Midwest, dragging some moisture in, causing fog across a large area. Dense fog advisories have been posted all the way from Arkansas and Kansas, clear up through Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan through tomorrow. We're also expecting some occasional drizzle, and this will turn into a steady rain by midday tomorrow, which will last into early Saturday. Right now, it looks like we could see at least a half inch of rainfall before it tapers off, so quite a bit for this time of the year. Of course, that with the warmer temperatures will help melt most of the snow on the ground. We're not really expecting much snow in the forecast either. Looks like just gradually cooler weather building in early to mid next week. There There is one weather system passing well south of us Monday night. At one time, it looked like that might bring us some rain and snow. Now it's trending a little bit further south, but we'll certainly keep an eye on the situation. The forecast now includes that dense fog advisory until 3 o'clock today in Sauk and Iowa counties, and until noon tomorrow for the rest of the area. Cloudy and foggy with scattered drizzle, high near 38, southeast wind at 4 to 8 miles per hour. Fog tonight with drizzle and occasional light rain, low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow overcast, foggy and warmer with widespread rain by late morning, high near 44, east-southeast wind up to 10. Rain and fog tomorrow night, we drop to 38. Saturday, light rain in the morning, staying cloudy but unseasonably warm, high near 44. As we head into Sunday, a dry day, cloud cover could mix with a few breaks of sunshine, high 43. On Monday, partly or mostly cloudy, high 39. There is a slight chance of light snow Monday night into Tuesday morning over the far southern part of the region. Tuesday's high 34, and Wednesday cooler with partly sunny skies, high about 27. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO. Travel carefully out there.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a foggy 33 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 19, our low this morning was 19. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 33. The record high for this state set in 2023, just a year ago, it was 52 degrees. The record low, 25 below, was set in 1890. Last year's high was 52 with a low of 32. Sunset tonight will be at 4:32 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:33. In Richland Center, we have south-southwest winds at 1 mile per hour. The barometer is down to 29.91. And we have received 0.02 of an inch of precipitation so far today. It's currently a foggy 33 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
New research on agriculture's value in mitigating greenhouse gases. Today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit SafeExcavator.com for more information.
A new study by 26 leading ag researchers shows agriculture could become greenhouse gas negative. One of those researchers is agronomy professor Chuck Rice from Kansas State University.
About 40% of the potential to be neutral or negative was through soil carbon sequestration. So how do we do that? Well, it's things like less tillage, looking at cover crops where possible, maybe apply organic amendments, manure or compost. The nice thing about that is when you sequester carbon, you improve soil health, which then makes that soil more productive and more resilient to weather extremes.
Rice says another focus of the study was on fertilizer management.
Nitrogen, major input cost, looking at ways to improve nitrogen management. Then we went a little bit farther in looking at precision agriculture and how can we variably apply nitrogen.
Rice says the study also addressed non-productive land.
Studies have shown somewhere around 10 or 15% of a field is not productive. You're losing money just planting seed in the ground. If we can identify those areas with data and precision and remote sensing, then we can maybe take those areas and putting into some other land use.
Tomorrow, how the livestock sector factors in. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Agribusiness News in Bloomfield. Introducing the next era in soybean performance, Pioneer Brands E-Series soybeans were bred to set new standards in yield potential and return on investment. Your best year starts here. A fertilizer market analyst says she expects a stable nitrogen supply in 2025. Veronica Nye, senior economist with the Fertilizer Institute, tells Brownfield.
We're well positioned from a production capacity on the nitrogen side to carry into 2025 with the ability to produce an increasing amount of nitrogen for the marketplace.
She says there are some concerns about the direction of prices.
If we think about the potential for additional tariffs, that could have a sizable impact on nitrogen prices and could add quite a lot of volatility.
Nye says it's also important to monitor global issues.
About 90% of all nutrients are consumed outside of the U.S.
An agronomy salesman says he's nervous about the potential threat tariffs could have on fertilizer prices during the next administration. Phil Tuggle with Michigan Agricultural Commodities says there could be major price impacts.
We do import fertilizer, even though we're nitrogen neutral. We produce about what we need in this country, but to move the price down, we need imports to help that situation. So anytime you start talking about tariffs, it makes the hair on the back of my neck go up a little bit.
The U.S. imports about 94% of its potash fertilizer. 85% of that is sourced from Canada. Recent analysis by Michigan State University Extension finds a 25% tariff on Canadian goods, as proposed by President-elect Trump, could increase prices by $114 per ton. He tells Brownfield he has yet to see changes in farmer buying habits or the impact of limited farmer profitability on year-end purchases.
I think that because we've come off a fairly tough price year on the commodity side, farmers are a little reluctant to spend any additional money, but in the same token, they don't change their buying habits that much.
And an ag economist says commodity markets could take a wait-and-see approach under a second Trump administration. Jim McCormick is co-founder of AgMarket.net.
President Trump has talked a lot about tariffs and what he wants to do, raise tariffs with different countries around the world. We're going to wait and see what he actually does with that. Then we're going to wait to see how the world traders, these different countries, may respond to any tariffs that he may put on.
He tells Brownfield markets were impacted during Trump's first administration.
It was the second half is when he really started ratcheting up the trade pressure with the Chinese. The bean market really took it on the chin, drove down to $8 beans, and the market did struggle.
McCormick says he expects a tariff issue to be front and center the first day of Trump's presidency in 2025. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
It's time for the Wisconsin Corn Growers Check-Off Check-In.
Mike Burgett joins us. I understand there's a lot of educational opportunities through the Check-Off. What can you tell us there?
We got a program called Nourish the Futures. It's through the National Corn Growers, and we target teachers throughout the nation. We want to educate them and help them bring stuff to their students to be aware about the future and the things they can do with corn. One of the real neat things is that they actually targeted for 6 through 12, and we target science teachers, and we'll provide them with like a kit to produce ethanol in the classroom. And it really sparks a lot of interest. We invite about 12 to 15 teachers through the United States to come and be trained to be trainers, to train people in their state that can do these things in the classroom.
To learn more about your Wisconsin checkoff programs, visit wicorn.org.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
A slow start for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains slow to get underway this week. However, packer inquiry is expected to pick up as the day progresses. Bids have surfaced at $190 live and $305 dressed, both in the north. Asking prices are at $192 to $193 live in the south and firm at $310 dressed in the north. One side's going to have to give in order for business to get underway this week. Boxed beef is higher at midday with good demand for heavy offerings. Choice up $3.84 at $319.82. Select is 98 cents higher at $287.73. In Kansas last week, steers under 800 pounds were steady to $2 higher. Steers over 800 pounds were steady to $3 lower. Heifers were mostly $2 to $6 higher. The USDA says demand was good. The hay market has been sluggish. The supplies are heavy, with several cattle still grazing on wheat and rye. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 600 to 646 pounds, brought $287 to $320. Feeder steers, 805 to 849 pounds, brought $239 to $265. Medium and large one-feeder heifer, 602 to 626 pounds, brought $266 to $280. Cash hogs were not reported at midday due to technical issues at the USDA. Business could go two ways this week. It could be sluggish in this post-holiday trade, or packers could get more aggressive in their procurement efforts ahead of another holiday-shortened week. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, which has been helping provide some price support. The industry continues to monitor available supplies of market-ready hogs and hog weights. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $32 to $44. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $48 to $58. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.31 at $95.93. Ribs, hams, loins, and butts are all higher. Picnics and bellies lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Brownfield Ag News focuses on what matters to farmers, from what's happening in the field.
Our early planted crops had a lot of challenges with water.
To ag policy.
The farm bill, it looks like maybe in September, but maybe lame duck, because we got to get the thing done.
Agriculture is also known for innovation, and Brownfield helps tell the story.
As we look at the hydrogen economy and utilizing our biofuels industry that we've developed in terms of new uses and new opportunities.
Brownfield Ag News. If it matters to farmers, it matters to us.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative.
The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Soybeans, corn, cattle are higher, hogs are mixed. Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up on funded technical buying. Beans continue to watch weather in South America. There is some dryness in the forecast in Argentina. The market continues to monitor the currency situation in Brazil as well. January beans up 11 and a quarter at 986 and a half. March beans up 13 and three quarters at 995. Corn is higher on funded technical buying. The market has been supported by strong export demand. The trade continues to monitor crop development weather in South America. There's some extended periods of dryness in Argentina in the forecast for the next couple of weeks. March corn up 3 3/4 at 452 and a quarter. May corn up 4 1/2 at 459 and a half. The wheat complex is mostly higher on funded technical buying. The market continues to monitor what's been happening with the crop in the Black Sea region. There could be some harvest pressure from Australia and Argentina, which are reporting improved yields from last year. March wheat in Chicago is up 9 at 543 and 3/4. May wheat's up 9 at 554 and a quarter. March wheat in Kansas City up 10 and a quarter at 554. And in Minneapolis, March wheat's up 6 and a half at 596. Live and feeder cattle are up ahead of the week's direct business. Asking prices are at $192 to $193 live in the south and $310 dressed in the north. Box beef is also sharply higher at midday. February live's up $215 at $189.52. April live's up $217 at $191.72. January feeder's up $292 at $258.77. Hogs are mixed, mostly higher on spread trade. February lean hogs up a nickel at $84.42. April lean hogs up 12 at $89.30. For the latest in ag news, markets, and weather information, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Some interesting changes in the beef industry. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The amount of beef that a steer or heifer yields today is drastically different than it was 50 years ago. Dan Gaddis is a cow-calf producer and owns a stocker backgrounder operation in Texas. He's also the chairman of the Federation of State Beef Councils. He says the checkoff has been funding research looking at beef yields.
We have a carcass today that is actually, from a size standpoint or weight standpoint, what our live animal weight was back in the 60s. And so we know that that makeup of how much actual red meat yield percentage out of each carcass has changed dramatically. We know that. The question has always become then, how do we estimate what that really is? You know, do we have any good tools to do that? And that's the research project that we currently have ongoing.
He tells Brownfield by making those investments in research, they can better serve consumers and their demand in the long term.
We have a huge demand there. How much product do we really have? And you know, how do we send those signals back to our producer of what we need to produce and how we need to produce that so that we get great quality product, but we get enough product so that the American consumer and the consumer around the world, you know, has something to be able to buy.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two-stage. Plus, we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt and Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. WRCO 100.9 FM.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. There are early indications that a Russian anti-aircraft system may have shot down the Azerbaijani Airlines plane that crashed in Kazakhstan yesterday, says a U.S. official to ABC News. Why the plane was diverted from its Russian destination remains a mystery. Over 30 people aboard were killed in the crash. Houthi rebels in Yemen say Israeli air attacks today targeted the rebel-held capital and a port city. Israeli military says it attacked infrastructure used by the Houthis. The president and his family on the move, says ABC's national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Reporters spotted several members of the Biden family, including son Hunter, loading into the president's motorcade as it headed to Joint Base Andrews for the flight on Air Force One to the Virgin Islands. In keeping with the family tradition around the holidays, the Bidens are expected to spend several days on St. Croix.
Holiday season consumer spending was up 3.8% compared to last year, says MasterCard Spending Pulse. This is ABC News.